Hello, everyone. I'm Frankenberry, and welcome to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week, where local student athletes are recognized on a weekly basis for their excellence in their respective sports, but also in the classroom and their contributions to their school and their community. And welcome to our newest winner, senior basketball star at Hendrick Hudson High School, Caitlin Raguso. Hi, Caitlin. How are you?
Hello. How are you?
I am fine, thank you. And also with us is your coach, Coach Megan Boyle. Hi, Coach.
Hi.
All right. So, Caitlin, I see that you all, as a team, you started out a little slow. You started out 1-4, but since then, you all have been on a roll. You've gone 6-1 in your last seven starts. And what do you attribute, Caitlin, you think, this turnaround to after starting out 1-4 to now be 6-1 in your last seven games?
Well, yes, we started off a little slow. We lost a couple key components last year, the seniors, and bringing up new girls, it was like a new connection had to be formed amongst the team. So playing the harder teams was a struggle, but it brought us closer together and learned the important values of not just like playing good, but together as a team. And I think I did that well as a leader, and just like we did team bondings. It was a safe environment for anyone to talk about like stuff they didn't like or stuff they did like, and it just brought us all together.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yes, and you know, and I'll ask you about that as well in a little bit here, what it's like being the captain of the team, because you've been the captain for a few years now. But yeah, that's exactly what you need to do, and that's fantastic that you all have been able to gel, and you have been able to get to the point now where you are on this winning streak. And offensively, you've been really strong. I mean, there's only been two games where you scored less than 60 points, but defensively, holy cow, you've held like eight of your opponents to 40 points or less, three of them less than 20. Three teams in the teens. So is there anything in particular that you attribute your defensive prowess to?
Well, yeah. In practice, one of our main focuses is defense. We like to say like defense starts our offense. So we start out very strong on the defense and like talking on defense and working together. And it just kind of like brings the game together into a good like flow.
And it certainly is working. So, and also, I see from your letter there, the letter says, quote, Caitlin is constantly facing defenses designed to stop her. She has cemented herself as one of the top players in Section 1. So, first off, what's it like to know that you're the focal point? You're the one that other teams are, you know, they're aiming at. They're drawing up game plans specifically for you.
I mean, it's definitely surprising. I never thought I'd be that amazing that they would have to put someone on me that I was like, whoa. But last year was probably like the biggest year of like when it first like came at me as a big rush, and I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. But then this year I'm like starting to like get into it. It's like a new type of play. I have to move a lot more, set screens, and it's also good for my team because now they can step up and they can do things, and I can also help them as well. But it's just like it just helps out everyone.
And that's exactly what I was going to add there too, is the fact that, you know, with the fact that everybody is, you know, focusing on you, that opens up the rest of the team to do more.
Yeah.
You know, and it also, in some regards, I'm sure, for the teams you're playing, it ends up being a detriment to their game because they're focusing too much on you. You know, it's like, you know, you've got that star wide receiver, send him out deep so two or three guys are covering them and everybody else is open underneath, you know? So, and also, I see you're averaging 17.7 points a game. That's before yesterday, 11 rebounds, 4 steals per game, and you're a five-year member of varsity. And also, and this is really cool, 1,395 points before yesterday. I don't know how you did in the game, but you have a legitimate shot to become Henhud's all-time leading scorer. Now, what is the scoring title? I mean, or the title, what is the top number? How far away are you?
I think it was Caitlin Weimer, and she had like, what, one? It wasn't Caitlin Weimer?
I thought it was Jess Harris. It was either Caitlin Weimer or Jess Harris, and it's somewhere in the 14.
It is? I thought Caitlin Weimer had like 1,700.
No.
Really?
I can go back and look, but I think it's in the
1,400s. I didn't know it was that close.
I was just going to say, look Caitlin, at that there, Caitlin.
You're not that
close. Oh, my God, yeah.
Merry Christmas, Caitlin. You're close.
No. I did not realize that.
And you're also, and I said we would bring this back up later, but you are a multi-year captain. And what you said is, you know, one of the things that helped you folks overcome your 1-4 start was some of the things that you were doing as the captain to try to help the team bond, make it more of a unit. So what's it like being captain? Do you ever feel any pressure? Do you ever find yourself maybe trying to do too much?
I mean, sometimes it does get like, oh, I have to do this and this, but you like really, I take a step back and I just have to be calm, because like if I'm pressured and everyone sees that I'm pressured, then they're going to be all amped up and it just doesn't work together. But as a captain, I just I listen to everyone. Communication is a big thing. Like, I just have to listen to everyone's complaints and, like, help them, even if there isn't complaints. But, no, I think pressure is, like, not that much with this team, too. Like, everyone's like, all well together.
Okay, and also, what about some of the younger players? You know, now that you're, you know, halfway into the season, have you seen any improvements that you yourself are particularly proud of in some of these younger players?
Yes, for sure. A lot of them were nervous coming onto the team. They were just like, they didn't play. Like, I know them very well, and I know how good basketball players all of them are. Like, they all practice a lot, and they put a lot of work into the sport. So seeing them thrive now is, like, one of the greatest things. They're taking it to the basket. They're playing defense. We have a really good shooter. She's finally shooting. Like, it makes me really happy.
Oh, that's great. And, hey, nothing better than to have a captain be happy for the fact that her team is making her look good, right?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Like, come on, guys, good job.
Yeah, good for you. Yeah, nicely done. Look, see the work I've done. That's right. You point out to the crowd. This is what I did, by the way. I'm the captain. I'm just dish crew. So, and I also see that you've lettered in a couple of other sports, and a lot of the winners of this award are multi-sport athletes. And I've had coaches comment numerous times how they love having multi-sport athletes on their squad. So, Caitlin, tell me what kind of you being a multi-sport athlete with those, you know, you've lettered in what, field hockey and also what, lacrosse as well, right?
Yeah, Waggle. Yeah.
So what kind of advantage do you think that offers you to have another couple of sports, different disciplines in your back pocket for, say, now while you're playing basketball?
Yeah, well, playing different sports, like when I go to field hockey or lacrosse, I also did flag football last year, but I had to, like, quit midseason. But it was, like, really fun. I like how all these sports, like, are kind of the same. Like, I can use the same skills I use in lacrosse and basketball. It's the same, like, movements and, like, mind ideas of the game. And it just, like, it honestly improves me in each sport and makes me become better.
Well, that's great. That's great. And now, Coach, talk to me about Caitlin here, and you can comment on the multi-sport athlete as well. I saw you nodding your head when I mentioned that coaches appreciate them. So, but yeah, talk to me about her.
Just about Caitlin in general or multi-sport athletes?
Well, yeah, you can do both. One then the other.
I think being a multi-sport athlete is imperative because it teaches you different elements of the game. For example, some of my best defenders have always been lacrosse players just because they can translate the way they move in lacrosse to the way that they move in basketball. I think people think that you have to specialize or have a certain skill set, but it's about the way that you translate and you can read the game and that you're going to get from every other aspect. Caitlin in general, I think Caitlin's learned a lot since she first started. This year specifically, she's really working on being a leader vocally. She's more of one to just be lead by example. So she's learning how to ask for specific things from her teammates and lead based on what she needs from them. I think also, like she said, last year was hard for her at first because every game plan was double, triple team Caitlin. Don't let her get the ball. And we had to figure out what that looked like. And at first she felt like it looked like her backing away, but she's now learned to really integrate herself as part of the play and using, like I tell her, you have to set the most screens in a game because they're not going to let you roll to the basket, so that person's going to be open. You have to be the best rebounder, and then the rest of the game will come to you. Something I want to highlight about Caitlin, she won't tell you it herself. At County Center last year, we were only up by 2, and there was about 20 seconds left, and I was drawing up a play for Caitlin to go to the basket long, and she looked at me, she said, "I don't want it for me, it's going for Kate." Okay, so I let her do that because that speaks to Caitlin because most people that are leading scorers or the main person on team want the ball. She has so much confidence in her teammates that she's wants to make everybody better, and she knows that people can do it. And I think things like that go a long way for her and are why the team has really come together. She's the first one to say, "Don't call the play for me, call it for this person," because it will help everybody.
And that's absolutely fantastic. And that's what being a captain's all about, Caitlin. And apparently you're doing it very, very well. I'm Frankenberry, and you're listening to 100.7 WHUD and Con Edison's Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week. I'm speaking with captain and senior basketball star at Hendrick Hudson High School, Caitlin Ragusso. So, Caitlin, with this award also comes the academic. I'm a professional. Don't try this at home. Also comes the academic side of things. And you've got that pretty well in hand. You got a 95 average, advanced placement, honors level courses. You're also high honor roll and a member of 3 different national honor societies. You've also been recruited by a number of schools, but you're going to be attending the University of Scranton to play basketball, but also to study nursing. So that answers what I usually ask next, which is, you know, what classes, what type of classwork is your favorite? What really strikes your fancy? And apparently, I'm going to guess it's the sciences.
Yes, I really do enjoy my math classes, AP Calc, and one of the newer classes I've taken this year is AP Psychology, which I've heard a lot of mixed feelings about. It was really hard, but I really love learning. Like, about the mind and everything. It just really fascinates me. And it's something new that I didn't know I would like, but I really do like now.
Oh, that's cool. And you've already answered what I also normally ask next. Oh my God, you're reading my mind, lady.
I am. I see it.
Usually what I ask next, too, is there any class that has surprised you, something you didn't expect to like as much as you have? But you just answered that question. So there we go. So on to the next then. And anything in particular make you decide on Scranton? Now, I'm assuming they have a very good nursing program, which is something you're interested in. But what else about Scranton? What was it that made you make that final decision when other schools were knocking on your door as well?
Yes. Well, I went on an overnight at Scranton, and the team there and the coaches are like the best people ever. They're so welcoming, and like I just felt like I was already there, like a part of the team. Like the team was so like they included me in everything, even though I was just standing there sometimes like, whoa, where am I? But no, and it was really fun. Like everything about it was just an amazing experience, and I just knew right after that visit, like, I want to go here. And it was because of the whole program. It was just amazing.
Oh, that's great. And that's got to be really exciting for you right now, knowing that that's on the horizon, huh? And also, I see that you help guide some of the younger students because you're a peer leader at school. Now, that's got to be, well, look, you're already the captain, and you're already guiding some of these younger players, and that's obviously going very well right now. What's it like to guide some of these younger students, the ones, maybe some freshmen, who are basically scared to death about this whole high school thing?
Yes. Well, when I talk to the freshmen, I think about me as a freshman, and when I came in, there was key seniors that always, like, talked to me and made me feel like, oh, like, the seniors are talking to me, like, but no, but I always remember this one girl in class, she was, like, crying, and I, like, went up to her, I was like, what's wrong? She was like, she got, like, a bad grade on her test, and I was like, trust me, this will not be the definition of you, like, you will be totally okay, and she was just like, I know, but my mom will be mad. I was like, trust me, my mom's been mad at me too, but they forget in a week. You keep going. Like, you keep going. Like, it's not the end of the world. And I just, like, I love helping people and making them feel, like, comfortable in a safe environment. So, like, seeing everyone be, like, happy and jolly around me is just, like, the best thing.
Well, that's great. And it is a skill I'm starting to gather. So you are doing it well. And also, speaking of that skill, you're a counselor for Palooza Sleepaway Basketball Camp. I mean, that's got to be fun. First of all, it's a sleepaway camp. Second of all, it's named Palooza, for God's sake. So, you know, it's fun. But it's also, I'm going to assume, pretty intense when it comes to the amount of basketball you're playing. So that's got to be great. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, it was a great experience. I don't know, Kevin Devaney's daughter was one of my favorite little campers. We in my bunk there was like 23 girls, so, and only three counselors, so it was a big role that I've never really like had to take on, like, that many children in one thing for 4 days. But they were a good group of girls, and everyone listened, and I talked to them nicely, and they listened to you, and it was just, like, a great experience to, like, learn from and everything.
Well, that's fantastic, but 23 of them, holy cow, I would imagine you were doing, you were probably doing head counts, like, every 5 minutes just to make sure.
We had a system where it was, like, we gave, in the beginning, the first day, we all gave them a number, and every time we left and came back, they all had to say their number, so we know everyone was there, just to make sure.
That's a great system, especially with as long as you don't get to, hey, wait, where's 22?
Yeah, where's 22? First time we did, we were like, where is she? She was in the bathroom, so we were like, thank God.
And I see one other thing that just has to be some fun, that you worked the photo booth for Funky Flash Events. Now, is that a school thing? You just call them Funky Flash Events? What is that?
So that's actually my dad's business. He's a DJ, like, / photo, like, event person. And that's so funny. I forgot it was called that. It's kind of a funny name. But no, I actually help my dad sometimes with his gigs. Like, I just work the photo booth. He DJs, and then I'm on the side working the photo booth, helping the people with the props, doing, like, having them smile. Yeah. It's like a little side gig, you know?
Oh, that's okay. It sounds like fun. And
no, it is fun.
So the one thing I always ask the winners here, too, near, you know, right at the end is, listen, you're busy. Obviously, you've got a lot of stuff going on, what we've just talked about. What do you do yourself to just give yourself a little bit of a breather? What is, say, a hobby or something that you know you can turn to and say, okay, listen, I'm stressed out. There's too much going on right now. I need to take a break. What would that be?
My hobby would probably just be laying in my bed. When I feel stressed, I love to just, like, or sometimes I lay on the floor. Like, it just comforts me. I don't know why. But if things get overwhelmed, I just go in my room and I kind of just, like, take a deep breath. And I just, like, lay in my bed. Maybe put on a show just to, like, get my mind off things. And then it, like, helps. It soothes me. Or take a nice shower. Just, like, refresh my body.
There you go. A little bit of a meditation type thing. So I'm sure that, hey, look, as long as it works for you and it helps you recharge and reset, that's all that matters.
Yeah, exactly.
So, so coach, before we wrap things up here, talk to me a little bit more about Caitlin.
So I'm going to get sad just because I'm going to miss Caitlin. when you think about Caitlin, it's just about, she is purely who she is in every aspect. She's just this happy and this loving to everybody all the time. I actually worked with her at that sleepaway camp. So I saw her with all those. She just loves all the little kids. That's why they gravitate towards her, because she's always giving off positivity. She's always giving off happiness. The first thing I ever said to Caitlin one time, I think she was in eighth grade, and I said, you know what you're doing is really hard, right? And she was like, yeah, I guess so. Like, she doesn't even realize that the talent that she has, because it's just natural to her. And she's always willing to challenge herself more. Even if you try to ask her, you know, that was a really good game, here's all the stats that you had, she'll say, but I should have done more of this. So she's always trying to challenge herself and be better. And she's always thinking about other people.
Oh, that's great. And you know what? I just want to say again, Caitlin, congratulations on the award. I really enjoyed talking to you today, and to you, coach, as well. Good luck for the rest of the season there. You all are on a roll. Keep it going.
Thank you so much.
County Center. Here we go.
Yes.
There you go. For Hendrick Hudson High School's Caitlin Raguso, I'm Frankenberry, and you've been listening to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week. And we'll be back same time next week right here on 100.7 WHUD.